Elton John had a song, you may remember, Candle in the Wind. Candle in the Wind was a hit three different times. It was on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It was on the album Live in Australia with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. And it was also a single. It was a hit in 1973, 1987, and 1997. The studio version was a hit in Britain. Going to be a single here, but we flipped it over because everybody liked Benny and the Jets better. The 86, the live version, made it to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the 1997 Princess Diana version made it all the way to number 1. Here's Elton John.
I've had three different hits with Candle in the Wind. I've had the original recording, which was on Yellow Brick Road, which was never released as a single in America, but was a huge hit everywhere else in the world. Then I had a live version from the Australian album with Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, which was a hit in America. And then, of course, the tragic death of Princess Diana, which was, you know, number one throughout the world. So that song's had a kind of amazing life. It's been a hit in three different forms.
One, two, three times a hit. Another casualty, if you will, of the coronavirus pandemic. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony has a brand new date. It got moved to November 7th at the Public Hall in Cleveland. It was supposed to be May 2nd, not taking a chance. Class of 2020 is made up of the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, and Notorious B.I.G. It'll be broadcast live on HBO. The Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland remains closed, and they should change it to the Rock and Roll Half Hall of Fame because only three of these are rock.